This is Monday, March 5th, 2007, the Mesa City Council meeting. We will begin the meeting by having an invocation led by President Terry Turk of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that will be followed by a Pledge of Allegiance led this evening by Councilmember Scott Summers. Would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge?
Our Heavenly Father, we're so very grateful to meet together this evening. We're thankful for the circumstances that allow us to be here at this time. We're grateful for the freedoms that we enjoy and for the conveniences of life that are all about us. We thank Thee, Father, for these things. We're grateful to live in a community of volunteers, and we pray for all those who volunteer and give of their time and talents for the betterment of all. We're grateful for those who strive with all of their hearts to help those around them. We pray for those who put themselves in harm's way in our behalf, especially our firefighters and our police and those who sacrifice for the betterment of all. Now we pray, Father, for wisdom, for those who sit in positions of responsibility to decide and to judge. We pray for their safety and for their well-being. We pray for Thy Spirit to descend upon us as a community, Father, that we may have grateful hearts, more gratitude for all that we have been given and all that we enjoy. We pray for Thy Spirit this evening, and we thank Thee again in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and there are several items on the consent that we will be reading as a for then enacting with one motion. If you did wish to address the council on an issue this evening and it's on the consent agenda, would you please make sure you fill out a blue card and bring it down to the city clerk so we can remove that item. Kim?
Thank you. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 5A, take action on liquor license application for Foundation for Mesa Parks and Recreation for a two-day event. Item 5B, take action on liquor license application for East Valley Harley Owners Group for a one-day event. Item 5C, take action on liquor license application for Fitch Baseball Park. Item 5D, take action on new beer and wine store license for Four Sons Food Store, 8702 East Guadalupe Road. Item 5E, take action on new restaurant license for Grill Square Restaurant, 1445 West Southern Avenue, Suite 1016. Item 5F has been deleted. Item 5G, take action on new restaurant license for Tacos El Grulo, 1110 East Main Street. Item 6A, take action on bingo application for Fountain East Mobile Park, 303 South Record Road, number 10. Item 7A, take action on contract for additional laboratory information management solution software licenses, $31,599.35. Item 7B, take action on three-year supply contract for training and duty ammunition, $197,442.97. Item 7C, take action on contract for 485 replacement protective mask and 500 spare canisters, $107,987.72. Item 7D, take action on contract for equipment and installation services for regional data sharing project, $294,998.81. Item 7E, take action on two-year renewal of supply contract for precast electric vaults, $228,693.66. Item 7F, take action on contract for recoat of roofs at Information Services Building, $169,293.30. Item 8A, introduce ordinance for March 19th, amending zoning ordinance pertaining to simplified site plan modifications. Item 8B, introduce ordinance for March 19th, annexation case A06-29, annexing land on University west of Power. Item 8C, introduce ordinance for March 19th, amending Mesa City Code pertaining to A-frame signs. Item 8D, introduce ordinance for March 19th, zoning case Z07-16, 6846 East Warner Road for a credit union. Item 9A, take action on resolution for special transportation services program. Item 9B, take action on resolution for operating costs associated with the Ride Choice program. Item 9C, take action on resolution granting easement to El Paso Natural Gas at Heritage Park, 1517 South Center Street. Item 9D, take action on resolution for the relocation of an underground irrigation pipe along Main Street east of Dobson. Item 10A, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to traffic modifications. Item 10B, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to council committees. Item 10C, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-10, 2200 South Country Club Drive for a big box retail development. This has been continued to the May 21st, 2007 City Council meeting. Item 10D, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-11, 2200 South Country Club Drive for a rezone. This item has been continued to the May 21st, 2007 City Council meeting. Item 11A, take action on subdivision plat, Children's Choice Learning Center, 6420 East Broadway Road. Item 11B, take action on subdivision plat, Jasmine Court, 800 East Jasmine Circle. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Were there any requests to remove any items as read?
No, Mayor, the agenda can stand as read.
Okay. I have a motion by Council Vice Mayor Walters for approval, seconded by Council Member Griswold. Any council discussion? Vice Mayor.
Just a comment on the foam roof. That was, it was the Information Services Building, the main library building, the Falcon Police Substation Building, and the former Champlin Museum Building. I think there was only one of those read into the records. I want to make sure it reflected the fact that it was all of those buildings. Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, would you please vote? The consent agenda is approved by the full council, so it's a unanimous vote. The first item for consideration tonight is going to be the conducting of a public hearing to release the petitions for signatures for the following, and we have three annexations. This is A06-32, annexing land located on Salsamon Road, north of McDowell Road. It's 1.13 acres. It's initiated by the property owner, Bill Bunk-Ozy, I believe is how he pronounces it. Are there any requests to speak under the public hearing?
Not under 3A, Mayor.
All right. Was there anyone this evening that came to address the council on this annexation? All right. Seeing none, then.
He raised his hand, right?
Did you want to address the council on the proposed annexation?
Yes, sir.
Please come forward. This is agenda item 3A.
I'm not sure if it's 3A or 3B. One of these joins Palm Lane.
Well, why don't you come up? We'll take your comments.
Okay, I live on Palm Lane, and our concern of people who are not being annexed is the access of Palm Lane there. Part of Palm Lane has been paved, but the pavement is not Palm Lane. It's the property on those parcels along Palm Lane. In other words, the property owners paved that right next to Palm Lane, and the concern is if the property is annexed, will we still have access to that? Are they going to pave Palm Lane, leave the pavement as it is, which is not Palm Lane, but adjacent to that, or what's going to happen with that?
Okay.
It's very confusing.
All right. Can staff take a look at that and get back with the speaker on that issue?
Yes, Mayor, we will.
All right. We'll do some follow-up on that. Thank you. Anyone else want to address the council on this item? All right. I'm going to go ahead and close the comment period on this then. The next one is item 3B. This is annexing land located on Sossaman Road, north of McDowell. This is 1.16 acres, initiated by the property owner, Julie Preter. And I see why there's confusion. They're both on Sossaman Road. So we'll answer that question, though, on the roadway. Any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Mayor.
All right. Anybody want to address the council on this proposed annexation tonight? Okay, then I'll close the public comment. Next item is A07-02. This is annexing land located on Thomas Road, west of Hawes Road, 39.42 acres, initiated by Nathan Palmer, representing the property owners. And we have some requests to speak on this. Nathan, you want to start out?
I want to thank the mayor, members of the council, and city officers present.
I just wanted to speak to update the council as to our progress. We were before the council last year around April with a similar annexation case, and I just wanted to make sure everyone was up to speed on our progress. It's been a little over a year since we've started this endeavor. It's been kind of a difficult going on. Our advancements are in due part to the help provided by our council member Rex Griswold and also lately to Deputy Manager Friedline and some suggestions in our area. Our goal is to become a city subdivision. We represent about 32 property owners in this area, Northeast Mesa, all of which own lots that are adjacent to one another, and we want to improve the area, bring in some city services, and kind of help the general aesthetics of our community. And we've been able to meet the city's requirements to this point to finally move ahead with our annexation and rezoning and technical review processes. The reason for the case today versus the one about a year ago is that 5 acres, which previously was on the map, has been removed. All of the property owners now within the annexation area have been contacted personally. They're aware of it. They are in favor of it. We've done everything that we can in our planning to help to accommodate all those property members around us and to preserve the community as close to current standing as we possibly can. It's been there, of course, are always those who are going to object to city annexations and the expanding of city services, but all that are in the annexation zone currently are in support of it. We're in favor of it, and we're looking forward to working with the city and bringing this project to fruition. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Next speaker is Jeanette Zarelli.
Good morning. No, it's not morning. It's afternoon, evening.
I've done that all day, too.
It is, huh? A long day. We are part of a small association that is located right in the middle of where Nathan Palmer wants to do his annexation. Our problem is that we don't believe that he is prepared at this point for annexation. There are conflicting paperwork that we continue to get as early as February 23rd with his drawings of who's going to be annexed and who's not. Signs were posted on the Redberry Street as to what was going to be included, and they were immediately removed. Also, the main concern we have is some unclarified boundaries, and I've attempted to talk to Mr. Palmer about it. I'm not getting very far successfully. I live there. I'm one of the original persons in the area. The stakes that were put in on the vacant land prior to me building are still there. That is what he is using as boundary stakes for annexation. And I've explained to him and provided him a copy of a road abandonment, giving my property another 25 feet. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, they began grading and making a road on the side of my lot. I don't think it's ready to go for petition. I don't believe a survey has been done where new stakes have been posted, so we know where the boundaries are.
Can city staff respond or get back with some of these issues?
Yes, Mayor, we will look at them and get back with both the applicant and
thank you. All right. Mark Minch.
Thank you. My name is Mark Minch. I live at 3360 North 81st Street with my wife and two children. Our home borders the proposed annexation property. First, I question the possibility of a lawsuit regarding the recently voter-approved state law regarding the regarding the rezoning of the property negatively affecting the value of the neighboring properties. This annexation would definitely reduce at least three or more home values, including mine. My wife and I moved to the Mesa Desert Uplands in 1991. On August 28, 2006, I attended a meeting and observed the City of Mesa giving the citizens of the community of Lehi an award for working so hard to maintain and preserve the rural lifestyles that Lehigh has been known for. I am not asking for an award, but merely to have the same opportunity to maintain and keep the rural lifestyle for myself, my family, and neighbors that we all moved here for many years ago. I do have a petition signed by over 65 immediate neighbors who all reside on 1 acre plus lots and want to maintain their rural lifestyle and express the same concerns as I do. Most all the homes in the area are built on over 1 acre. We moved from our prior home, which was 4 streets south of our current home, because the road was scheduled to go from a dirt road to a paved road. This would mean more traffic at higher speeds. We did much research before we bought our current home to find out what was planned around our home. We contacted Lucendas to the east to ensure the Redberry Road would not be an entry or exit for Lucendas. We are now basically on a dead-end street. Now Mr. Palmer comes along with his subdivision and wants to put a lighted gated entry and exit bordering our backyard. We moved here not to a gated subdivision because we want to look at the beautiful desert, not clusters of homes. We want to look at the stars, not streetlights, and at the wildlife, not iron gates. Thank you.
Are there any other requests to speak? Any citizens this evening like to address the council on this? Okay. And I'm going to close the public hearing on these items. And the next item is going to be to conduct a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2007-2008 funding programs for, we have Community Development Block Grant Program, the Home Investment Partnerships Program, the American Dream Down Payment Initiative, and the Emergency Shelter Grant Program. Why don't you give us a little explanation of how this works with the federal government and some of these programs, Kit?
I'd be happy to, Mayor, Council members. This is the night of our second public hearing for our federal programs for FY07-08. We actually began our application process back in the fall in October by beginning to put this together and notifying people we were accepting applications. The applications were due to the city on December 8th, and we've already held one public hearing in regards to those the funding for next fiscal year. That public hearing was held in front of the city staff, and this is our second public hearing. Okay. The programs that we were talking about are the CDBG, the Community Development Block Grant Program, which is the largest program the city has, the HOME Program, which is the Home Investment Partnerships Program, that's a program which is for housing opportunities, the American Dream Down Payment Initiative, which is actually a home buyer program to help people buy their first home through some assistance, and that is part of the HOME program. And then the fourth program, which is the smallest program, is the Emergency Shelter Grant Program. We are, because of the fact that we are in a public participation process and the federal regulations require that we hold a series of public hearings, a minimum of two public hearings, we've also held a public information meeting in addition to the two public hearings. And we are having right now a 30-day comment period, which began on February 28th. It ends on March 30th. There is access through the city's website if anyone wants to make public comments. We have made our funding recommendations as staff for next fiscal year. People may provide comments, written comments to me on that. I'm Kathleen Kelly, also known as Kit Kelly. And at the end of our public comment period on April 2nd, that we will be back to in front of this body to make the final decision, for you folks to make the final decision about what our funding recommendations will be for next fiscal year. Does that answer?
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any requests to speak under the public hearing portion?
I have none, Mayor.
All right, is there anyone that came this evening to address the council on this issue? All right, then we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. The next item then would be on page 5 of our agenda. This is item number 7G. And I have a potential conflict of interest on this item because of a business that I own that could be a potential subcontractor. So I'll turn it over to the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. This is water meet vault reconstruction. It's recommended that the award go to Pearson Construction Corporation in the amount of $183,650 plus the additional 10% allowance for change orders for a total award of $202,015. The funding is available through the water bond program. Were there any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right. I have a motion for approval by Council Member, who is it?
Whalen.
And a second by Council Member Summers. Is there any council discussion? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest.
The next item's on page 6, number 8E. And I have a potential conflict of interest on this one also. My house is located within, is it 150 feet or 300? I've forgotten now. 300 feet?
300.
Within 300 foot of part of this development, so I will declare that as a potential conflict and refrain from discussion and voting. Turn it over to the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Rawls.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I too have a conflict on this matter because of my employer has property adjoining Riverview, so I will not participate.
Thank you. This is Z07-18, and this is this the introduction or is this the action? I need to go back to the page before.
Introduction.
So this is the introduction and setting the date of the action to be on, somebody help me who's got their page out. I'm sorry. Sorry, introduction of the following ordinance and setting March 19th, 2007 is the date of the public hearing on the ordinance. This is Z07-18, the 800 to 1200 block of North Dobson Road and the 1200 to 2000 block of West 8th Street, located north and east of Dobson Road and 8th Street, rezoned from C2BIZ, C3 and PEP to C2PAD, C2BIZ PAD, C3 PAD, and PEP PAD. This request is to facilitate individual ownership of parcels within the Riverview Commercial Development. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
There are none, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I have a motion for approval by Council Member Griswold, seconded by Council Member Jones. Is there any council discussion? All right, seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 5 ayes and the Mayor and Council Member Rawls abstaining because of potential conflict of interest.
Okay. The next item is on page 9, and that is actually the items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak this evening?
Yes, Mayor. We have 3 speakers. The first speaker is Frank Elger.
Frank.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. My name is Frank Elger. My address is 1009 North April in Mesa, Arizona. I am the chairman and president of the Mesa Veterans Day Parade Association, and I did pass out some flyers about our annual parade that's coming up on March 18th, and I just wanted to give, everybody see it? Just want to let everybody know that we do have this event to sponsor our Mesa Veterans Day Parade, since the city of Mesa can no longer afford to hold this event. We are sponsoring it. We did form an association. And anybody who wants to send donations, they can send it to Mesa Veterans Parade Association, Post Office Box number 21116, Mesa, Arizona, 85277. We do also have a website that's available now. It's up and running. It is www.mesaveterans.org. That's www.mesaveterans.org. And I did pass this out for all the council members to look at. And the last paragraph, I do want to just make mention. I am just kind of curious as to the last paragraph of that, the city of Mesa is paying for police officers to do traffic duty for the Chicago Cubs, but they would not, they could not afford to pay for traffic police officers for the Mesa Veterans Day Parade. I do find that kind of interesting. I did want to mention that and let everybody know. And that was from a newspaper article in the Tribune from the city manager, Brady. Actually, that's where I got that from. I do also want to address Councilman Rawls again. And again, I'm disappointed, Councilman, in your behavior and not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Again, I want to reiterate, it's just a matter of respect. Councilmember Jones kind of reiterated that at the last council meeting when he went down to Mexico, and Councilman Griswold went down there, and the Mexican citizens stood as a matter of respect. If you'll look, we do have some young citizens here that live in the city of Mesa. I believe you're teaching them you're teaching them disrespect. If they cannot respect the flag, what is next? I've got a police officer sitting over here. Are we teaching them that they should not respect the blue uniforms or the blue and whites here in the city of Mesa? Again, I know we've talked, and I do believe that you are wrong, and I just want to let my voice be heard. Thank you.
Our last speaker is Jerry Walker.
Mr. Mayor, council members, my name is Jerry Walker, and I reside at 113 South Ogden Circle in Mesa, and I wanted to let you know that the amount of money that we paid for police services during the Veterans Day Parade was $2,106 and some change. And we had to raise that money. We had to go out with cap in hand and ask people for the support needed to have a Veterans Day Parade. Why is it that we have to pay for services in addition to our tax dollars, when the baseball players who make millions of dollars don't have to pay for it? I think that's a reasonable concern. I think you ought to be concerned about that. If you suddenly develop a bad conscience, you can reimburse us the money that we paid for the police protection that we were able to acquire, and we can use that as seed money for next year's Veterans Day Parade, since the city of Mesa doesn't want to sponsor that parade anymore. One other item directed to Mr. Rawls is, Mr. Rawls, I am disappointed in you. I know that I've had people tell me that you're a good man. I don't believe that. I think your example here tonight and at the other council meetings where you refuse to stand at attention for our flag that's draped the coffin of so many honorable men and women is a disgrace. You need to find a better way to protest. And I would suggest that you wait until after the pledge is said before you enter the chambers. That would be a legitimate protest. You don't have to show disrespect for our flag. You can protest by not showing up until after the pledge. And to those of you who on the city council and Mr. Mayor, those of you with good sense, and I do want to delineate between you all and Mr. Rawls, that I would ask you to consider finding a way to vote Mr. Rawls off your council, because he's not a good citizen. And I would ask you to do that at the earliest possible opportunity. Thank you for your time.
Are there any other requests to speak? Is that it?
I have none, Mayor.
Okay. Entertain a motion for adjournment. I have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.